Aloha. This is Chuck here again. We're live from the world famous Pioneer Inn at sunset with a crew of wonderful people that came in with Turcom. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce our first one is...
Hi, I'm Lana.
Lana, and your other two cronies are who?
Me and James.
Steve and James.
Yeah.
And why do they call you Snow White?
Well, only some people call me Snow White. It's because they're only woman amongst, amongst the crew.
There we go. That's right.
Yeah.
The seven divorced.
Yeah,
okay.
Amongst the crew of eight.
One girl on the boat with the seven dwarfs.
I got it.
But somehow it just fell into place. Everybody's name was
today. It all worked out well. So do me a favor and chat up. Tell me some stories about some of the adventures you guys all had on this one. And this is all your first crossing, huh?
Yeah, it's all our first crossing, yeah.
For us three, there was other people that had done it before.
Yeah.
So we're pretty lucky on our boat this year because we did have a few guys that have done this crossing a number of times.
Yeah.
So it really helped those people like us. That's our first time, right? Yeah. Newbies.
Yeah. Such as our skipper, who's what, seventh time or eighth time?
Eighth time.
Seventh
yeah.
time for him, eighth time for his boat.
So there we go.
Yeah.
And then Lou, who was Doc, part of the Seven Dwarfs. He was amazing. He could fix anything. He would go up the mast. He would unfurl the spinnaker when it got hourglass around.
Mr. Troubleshoot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. MacGyver, baby.
Well, that's what we called him.
Yeah,
MacGyver. We used the term MacGyver. But he was pretty amazing. And then Wayne has done it a couple of times.
Yeah.
He was an older guy, 69 years old, but he was out there on the foredeck with James, mucking around, doing everything out there.
Yeah. Yeah, the foredeck was a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah,
we had a lot of adventure up front.
Yeah.
And actually, if it wasn't for Steve up there too, Steve and Lou and Wayne, what a crew up front. So especially when things were going sideways the last couple of days.
Certainly came across one of the biggest storms we've had there in at least a year or two.
One thing I'm just going to say, one thing that's really memorable for me is standing on the bow of the boat and the boat keeled right over. And the water is rushing by Steve's knees. it's middle of the night. The wind is blowing. The rain is coming down. And there's Steve standing there holding on to the shroud, but it's around his knees, you know? And what an experience that was.
Incredible. You just hold on and keep on going.
And here's Doc. He's the guy that was, he's the MacGyver of our group.
He was just sort of explaining what your role was in the boat and how
killing the Kraken.
Killing the Kraken.
Killing the Kraken. When the Kraken came on board in the middle of that storm.
I got you covered.
We all rallied and we did our best.